Six Nations Fire and Emergency Services celebrated their sixth year of servicing the Six Nations community on a full-time basis last month in June. And joining me this morning to talk about the occasion is Ashley Russell Taylor, Six Nations Fire Chief, and Crystal Farmer, who is the Assistant Fire Chief. So thank you both for taking some time to talk to me this morning.
Thanks very much. Glad to be here.
Thank you.
So as Fire Chief and Assistant Fire Chief, can you both talk about the significance of reaching the six-year milestone of full-time service here on Six Nations?
Yeah, I think it's a great honor and privilege that we've been able to achieve a full-time fire service here in the community. It's always hard to say, but unfortunately, it has been very necessary. We have a lot of active fires in the area, a lot of incidents that that take place, and it's great to know that we have staff and personnel that are available around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, within a couple minutes notice, ultimately to respond, which is just not something you get if you have a volunteer service.
And you talked about the necessity of having this full-time service. Can you talk about the unique challenges that the fire department has faced in providing those services to the reserve over the past 6 years?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things where, you know, as I mentioned, it's always unfortunate that we do see the call volume that we do, but we see such a lot of traffic and a lot of different, let's just call them transient visitors and vacationers, everything along those lines coming to the territory. So as a result, we end up with a varying amount of incidents that we're faced with. And, you know, the challenges that are there is just we're covering an expansive area, a relatively large area, a large population that is ultimately, you know, very spread out within those areas. And in some cases, we're challenged with a lot of, you know, large properties, maybe some of the roads that are difficult to access, properties, so on and so forth. So these are all things that our guys just need to be prepared for, and having a full-time service just makes that that much easier for us to train and prepare for almost anything that we could be faced with in the community.
And in saying that, how have you both been able to see the fire department evolve and really grow throughout the expanded services?
Well, it's evolved immensely in this last six, 7 years since we went full-time, which has been an amazing achievement for our community here in Six Nations. I'm very proud of that. I've been with the department for close to 22 years now, the organization 30 years. So to be able to see that come to fruition over these years has been quite the accomplishment, and that's something to be very proud of.
I think we all know that the fire department plays a significant role in keeping the community safe and educating all the members on fire safety. You guys are also dealing with any emergency that is going on and a ton of other tasks within the community. I was wondering if you guys could speak on the importance of being able to offer the full-time service to Six Nations and all of its members in comparison to only being able to offer it on a part-time basis, and just how much of a difference that makes.
Yeah, I think it's... The easiest way is to look back to some of the data and to some of the information that we've learned over the years. The department has been in place we've had fire service in the community since 1961, but in 1965 was when we actually became recognized as a fire service. And since we've been able to grow through the volunteer development of a fire service and then eventually into full-time, it's really been a necessity because, you know, covering such an expansive area, there's always that delay for volunteers to get to a fire hall and then from the fire hall to the scene. The advantage that we have now and what provides the highest level of safety possible is that we have our teams and our crews, our platoons ultimately, ready to go at a moment's notice, a drop of the hat, and are generally on a truck and moving within a minute and 30, a minute and 45 seconds out the door. So as a result, that cut down time of awaiting volunteers to make it to the fire hall and then getting to the scene is eliminated. Our stats right now roughly show that we can be almost anywhere within the community within 10 minutes of a call. So that's a huge advantage to the community and really provides a safe approach to obviously fire protection and safety in the community for all its members.
You spoke to having some sort of fire service going on since the 60s. I'm guessing a lot has probably gone on since then, and especially within the last 6 years. What do you think the most memorable moments or achievements that have taken place within the fire department during those 6 years have been?
So, for myself, I've been with the department now since, I've been working closely with the department since 2017, and I've been very privileged and honored to be a part of the growth and development, as well as part of our training opportunities with our Six Nations Training Center for Excellence as well. So the opportunity that, or the big, let's just call them the landmarks that I've seen, is obviously being able to transfer from a volunteer for a fire service to a full-time service. That's a very large one. Right around that same time, within a couple of years, having the first aerial fire truck added to the service to be able to provide additional protection to the community and the large buildings that we have. That would be probably another one of those large pillars. The ability to do a lot of our training in-house, and because of the experience and the number of calls that our guys have been able to see, we've been able to get the certification levels increased. We've been able to provide instructor development opportunities in the community, which is very unseen in not only First Nations fire services and First Nations communities, but also across the board, across the country. So those are kind of the three pillars that I see as being huge growth and development opportunities. And then, of course, just being able to bring ourselves to the level of capability that the service has. We are revered all over nationally, and even internationally. We've gained some recognition from our ethics, our abilities, our skill levels, and what we've been able to do. So all of those things contribute to a well-rounded and amazing fire service that we have here in the community.
Crystal, you highlighted how long you've been with the department. You started as an administrative assistant, and then you climbed through the ranks to assistant fire chief in that time. Can you talk about the importance of being a role model to not only women and girls in the community, but also the community as a whole? Because I think when people see the job that you're doing within the community and being able to see you making a difference in the community, being a Six Nations community member yourself, I think that can go a long way in helping to inspire the next generation of Six Nations members to really do the same.
Yeah, I see that overall as male, female. Being a part of a department like this in emergency services is very rewarding. In itself, you know, I take pride in, and I'm very proud of our department. I'm proud of how far we've came over the years. I did start as a volunteer firefighter as well. I was 2009 started, and up until probably the last couple of years, been very fairly active. And then, like you say, the chief role. So that's quite an achievement for me, and like I said, I take pride in that, and I'm proud of the whole department and where we've come, and especially the safety aspect you were talking about. What's the shining moment for our Six Nations Fire is that when we did become full-time, the safety aspect, not only for our community, but for our employees, our firefighters, our fire personnel in general, where we were able to bring our level of safety, you know, tenfold. So that's been quite the achievement in it, and we're always striving to be better.
And if I could just make another quick comment on that. It's been amazing to see that we've been able to maintain and grow and maintain a focus on diversity, equity, and inclusivity as well. We have a lot of female firefighters here, obviously, and it's great to see such a strong representation from both sides and beyond. And obviously, it's something that's always nice to be able to say when you can go out to other meetings and meet other fire chiefs and other fire services and say, well, hey, we've got at least 30% of our workforce, our females in the fire service here. And that number fluctuates, obviously, but we were at a point where we were in the mid-40s with the number of 40% or more women on the fire service, and we're very proud to be able to say that.
And can you talk about your staff a little bit and maybe give them a little bit of shout out? Just because I think the public may not be privy to a lot of the work that is going into your department and the operations behind it, but nonetheless, it's definitely going on, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, I will never be the one to stand up here, and I know Crystal's the same, to say and take the credit for what the fire service has done here. It starts from the bottom up in terms of the boots on the ground, frontline workers and all of our firefighters, and the amazing accomplishments they've been able to achieve through their dedication to the service and the community. They're continuing to push the envelope in terms of their training abilities, experiences, and what they bring to the table each day. And we wouldn't be where we are without them in this situation. So the shout out, the accolades, everything goes to them, because without the guys and girls on the front lines, on the trucks, responding to those calls every day, we wouldn't be able to achieve this. So absolutely kudos to all them.
Just lastly, before I get you guys out of here, can you both maybe touch on maybe future goals and aspirations for the fire department within the community?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, it's for myself personally, progression is always number one. If you're not moving forward, you're standing still. So if we can continue to grow the fire service, the recognition of the fire service within the community, obviously build a stronger volunteer response base as well, because we are a composite department with both full-time and volunteers. Anyone in the community who's interested in, or potentially even just curious about the fire service, please get in touch. Please connect with us. See where we can get you involved within the fire service in the community here. And really just, really just see where we can go as a fire service. There's nowhere but up to go with us, and we're going to continue to get better.
That sounds awesome, and I want to thank you both for joining me this morning. It was a pleasure to talk to you both, and I think it's safe to say the entire Six Nations community thanks you and appreciates the work that you guys and your entire staff do. So best of luck with everything going on throughout the summer, and hopefully we can catch up very soon.
Absolutely. Thanks very much for having us. Always a pleasure.
Yeah.